This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And he said he remembers removing a tumor the size of a walnut or a golf ball from the neck of a man without any anesthetic. Well, think about that. You got a tumor on the side of your neck the size of a golf ball, and he took a lancet or a scalpel, and he opened up the man's neck and removed it, and he said the man didn't flinch. His eyes didn't tear up. He was just stoically looking straight ahead, did not respond at all. But the doctor said this. He said a week or two later, he said, I was preaching on a Sunday morning to a group of people in that village, and that man who I'd operated on earlier was sitting there. And I was preaching from the Bible, from the gospel of Christ, and he said the man started weeping like a baby. Now here's what I remember. I've never forgotten this because I read it years ago, and he said this, what my scalpel could not do, the Word of God was able to do. I love that. What my scalpel couldn't do, the Word of God was able to do. Able to do what? Penetrate the deepest recesses of his being. That's what the Bible means in Hebrews when the Bible is like a double-edged sword. It penetrates coming and going, and it goes to the deepest recesses of a person's being. Psychology can't do that. A novel can't do that. A history book cannot do that. But the Word of God can and does do that because there's power in the Word of God. And then I want to lastly talk about prayer. Verse 18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. I want to use a great illustration of John Piper from Minnesota. John Piper said the average Christian has this concept of prayer, that prayer is like ringing the little bell and the servant comes. Do you remember those movies, where maybe from Britain, and it shows the aristocratic old lady ringing the bell or the aristocratic old man ringing the bell, and they bring him another pillow or they bring him another blanket or more tea? And John Piper out of Minnesota says, that's what we think of prayer. Ding, ding, ding. God, I need a new car. Ding, ding, ding. God, I need some more money. I need an extra $500 this month. And we ring our bell, and that's our attitude of prayer. And what a dramatic analogy he uses. He says, prayer isn't ringing a bell. Prayer is a transmitter on the battlefield to call in an airstrike. I understand that. It's a battlefield transmitter to call in an airstrike. We need prayer because we're in spiritual warfare, and we pray for our spouse. We pray for our children. And if you're married, the most important thing you do for your spouse is pray for them. I don't care how much money you shower on them, how many jewelry gifts you give them, how many times you buy them flowers. The most important thing you do for your spouse is pray for them. Most important thing you do as a parent is pray for your children. That's why Paul says, pray on all occasions with all kinds of prayers. Always keep on praying for all the saints. Who prays for you constantly? Anybody? Who do you pray for constantly? Anybody? Leave here today. I'd like for you to leave here today knowing that when you face the struggles of life against evil, the strength is in the Lord. It's ultimately not in you. It's not in me. It's in the Lord. Decide today that you're going to be a person who operates out of the Lord's strength, not your own. And you're going to put on the full armor of God. Why? Because that's where the power is. And the strength begins the moment we put on the belt of truth. The moment begins when we put on the breastplate of righteousness and the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Decide today to be a person who's armored and protected by the armor of God. That's the ultimate protection. Remember that. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word today from Ephesians.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.